If you are familiar with the Angelus prayer, you're quite familiar with this gospel. The Angelus, the tradition is it's prayer prayed three times a day, at 6 a.m., at noon, and at 6 p.m. You hear the bells now ringing at noon and 6 p.m., the Angelus peal. We spare the neighbors the 6 a.m. Angelus. But the Angelus is a prayer that recalls the moment that we just heard in the gospel, the visit of the archangel Gabriel to our Blessed Mother, announcing, we call the Annunciation, that she's been chosen to be the vessel through which the Son of God will come into the world for the human nature to save us. Three times a day, the Church invites us to recall this moment in history. Also, the Annunciation is probably, I would guess, I'm not certain of this, but I'm guessing after the crucifixion, it might be the most commonly depicted scene from the Gospels in the history of art. What is it about this moment that is so significant that the Church thinks it's worth recalling three times a day? And artists down through the ages have found inspiration for their work of depicting the beauty of the gospel. The Annunciation, in a very true way, is the one single dividing mark of history. This visit of the archangel Gabriel to our Blessed Mother and her fiat, her yes, her response of faith, is quite literally the hinge, if you will, on which all of history turns. And the way we know that's the case in a very practical way is it's the very deciding mark for how we number the years of history, isn't it? We are in the year 2020, a year we're all eager to forget, because this is the 2020th year since this moment. We divide history, don't we? B.C. and A.D., before Christ, and Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. And it's interesting, even in modern-day efforts of the political correctness police, who want to rename this from B.C. and A.D. to B.C.E. and C.E., which means before the Common Era and the Common Era, in order to remove the religious verbiage from that. Nonetheless, the Common Era is what? The period since this gospel moment. The years since the incarnation of the Son of God. All of history turns on this moment. And our lives, yours and mine, are situated within this history. If this is the hinge moment of all of history, think of the hinge of a door. A door only stays upright by hanging on the hinges. This means that your life and mine are meant to be lived within the context of this reality. So often, I think, in our day, we can make our religion, our faith, kind of one compartment of our life. Something that maybe we do on Sunday morning and at a moment here and there throughout the day. But something that if we're not careful, we kind of separate from the other aspects of our lives. Instead, we are invited to hang, if you will, the whole of our lives on this hinge moment. To make this really the defining aspect of the whole of our life. Why? Because the incarnation of Christ and the salvation that is the fruit of it is the most significant reality for us. Because Jesus Christ, and He alone, has the power to save us from sin and death. And no matter what else we may dedicate our lives to, nothing else promises us life stronger than death. Every week when we come to Mass, or in these days when we participate in Mass from home, we're invited to renew the offering of ourselves totally, completely to the Lord. To renew our desire to make Him the central focus of our life as He is the center of all of history. We're invited to place on this altar, along with the bread and the wine, the whole of ourselves. That's what it means, ultimately, to participate fully in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It means in our hearts to unite ourselves to the bread and the wine on this altar, to make that offering, that sacrifice of ourselves to the Lord, asking Him to be Lord of the whole of our lives, of everything we are and everything we have. And when we do that, just as He transforms the bread and the wine as they're consecrated into His very body, blood, soul, and divinity, so if we make that offering of ourselves on the altar, our lives are transformed. And the Mass overflows into the next 7 days of the week and helps us to make everything we say and do and think over the course of the week an offering to the Lord. You see, this is the significance of the Incarnation. It sanctifies the whole of our humanity. There's no aspect of our lives that can't be offered to the Lord as a means of glorifying Him. Our work, our leisure, our joys, even our sufferings, all of this has been taken up by the Son of God in the Incarnation and made holy. Even our death made holy. As all of history centers on this visit of the Archangel to our Blessed Mother and her words of faith in generous response, let's imitate her here in this Holy Mass, offering ourselves as she did to the Lord, and asking the Lord truly to be the hinge upon which the whole of our lives hang throughout this coming week. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.